My name is Lillian Ogazi, and this is Nigeria Daily. The insurgency in Nigeria has rendered so many homeless, fatherless, and without breadwinners. Hundreds of young men and women have perished in wars, especially during the Boko Haram insurgency, Biafran War, and several peacekeeping missions at home and abroad, with each soldier hoping for peace to be restored and fighting to protect their beloved country. Some leave home, kissing their families goodbye, with high hopes to return to them but never do, or come back wounded with physical and mental scars of war. How do the families of these heroes survive? Our agenda editor, Dana Daniel Zaghi, speaks with some of the wives of the fallen heroes.
My name is Linda Nana Gabriel Adigbole, because my husband's name is Gabriel Adigbole. What happened was that my husband went to Maiduguri on 1st January 2019. That was when they reached that land. And then we always communicate with him. He tell me whenever they are going out, he will told me everything concerning their movement. So on reaching on 22nd of February last 2019, he now said that tomorrow is election, because on 23rd should be the election day, that 2019, this is Buhari election.
Yes.
Second tenor. Then he called me. He said, Mama, sir. He said, how are you? I said, I'm fine. He said, how are the children? I said, I'm fine. He said, okay, tomorrow I should not call him on, that they are going to take them out. I should not call him, because maybe when I call him, he will be at the wrong place. Those enemies might get him if his phone ring. I said, okay, no problem. So when he comes back, he's going to call me. That I should make sure, that was what came out of his mouth. He said, I should make sure I should take care of these children for him. Then I'm not saying, why are you saying such thing? He said, no, that I should take care of the children for him, that whenever he's not around, I should take care of the children the way I'm taking care of them now that he's looking at me. I said, okay, no problem, I will. And may the Almighty God protect you whenever you are going. So reaching that morning, and he has already warned me that I should not call him. So I didn't call him that morning. That morning was election day. So I was watching TVC in my room. I saw one headline pass. They said there was an explosion at Memalari Barrack. I said, God, explosion this early morning. That thing happened around to 5:40 something in the morning, not knowing my husband was involved. So when that thing happened, the incident happened, I tried the number. My mind was not settled. I later called the number. The number was not going. Later they said the phone was switched off. I said, what happened? Till 2 weeks. I keep on trying. I can't even eat. I can't sleep. Nothing. I said, okay, I'll go to office and go and ask you. They say I should wait first, not knowing they have already informed them that the bomb exploded with my husband. I say, hey, God. And they didn't tell me. But my body was not okay. The thing was just giving me time. And I did not even dream about it. So later, they came to tell me. That day, I fainted. Let me not lie to you. Because my husband was my all and all. I don't have mother. I don't have father. He's my everything. So till day itself, I don't know. I've not even recovered. Let me not lie. Even the children, I have two small girls. They are very small. When my husband died, the first one is just 5 years. While the second one, she's not up to 2 years. And they are still in primary school. It's even this year that the second one entered primary one. But the big man, she's already in primary. So life was not easy, but we still thank God for everything.
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. What? I'm so sorry, ma.
No problem. So you should please help us. The Nigerian government should please help us. Yes, they pay the benefit. But the benefit that they pay, you know, his mom is still alive and I can't leave her like that.
Yes.
So, and my husband was even building house in his village before. And I used half of the money to complete the house. Thinking when I complete it, I will put some parts for rent, okay. And then I will change the other side. But later, his brothers came and they were fighting me. So I just have to leave it for them.
So when an event like the Armed Forces Remembrance Day comes, what does it bring to your mind? when you see that when you see the country celebrating the heroes that stood to defend our country, what are the memories that come to your mind?
It's my husband's memory, and it's not even only him. Father that died for the sake of the country. In fact, it is me.
It is Esther Augustine Ogidimbe.
Okay.
When they dislodged my husband, they dislodged him in the northeast, the Maiduguri, location is Kashiga, 2016. He died October 2016, 16th of October.
Okay, I'm here, I'm listening.
Yes, and the last unit where he served from 145, 14 Brigade.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you.
So ever since then, life has just been ups and downs. It has not been easy at all.
What was the incident like? Did you receive a call to say what happened?
I didn't receive a call because he's my husband, and we used to talk almost every day. That's why the father is using a jail line to call. So that day that I didn't hear from him, it's up to a week I didn't hear from him. I went to their office. They said that so many things happened that day and they couldn't find my husband. Then I wrote him his name in missing in action. So if that's missing in action, we now waited after 3 months. Then I brought the news that attack that happened. Followed among the victims.
Wow, that was long. So after 3 months was when you discovered that he died?
Yes, after 3 months I discovered that my husband died.
Wow. So how many kids do you have, ma?
I have 2 kids.
How old?
Yes, the other one, she is 8, while the boy is 7.
Okay, so how has life been without your husband from 2016 to date?
My dear, it has been hell. You know, when one hand is doing the ups and downs, is the one hand that will be food, is the one that will be school, is the one hand that will be clothes. It hasn't been easy. Nobody should be told. I'm not his N.O.K. Because my husband was once married, and the first child is his next of kin. So among the benefits, only what I collected from the benefits is just 300,000. I won't lie to you. And they paid him more than a million. Only what the family gave me is just 300,000. I'm tired. I really need help. We really need help. Widows here are really suffering. All widows. If you didn't come close to people, you will not know what people are really passing through.
Mm.
Yes, I didn't even benefit anything from my late husband. Only what was even keeping me in the barracks is just for them to enroll my children for this sponsorship. It has not been easy. It has been from hand to mouth. It has not been easy. The Army Remembrance Day, where they used to do it to us then when I was in the barracks, they will advise us, they will talk to us. It brings me pain.
Those were the wives of the fallen heroes telling us how life has been for them and how they have lived with grief. What is being done to ease the life of the families whose husbands have fought for the peace of Nigeria? After the break, we'll find out. Please stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at the plight of widows of our fallen heroes and how they are coping. Before we went on break, our colleague Dana Daniel Zaghi had a chat with the wives of some of the fallen heroes and they narrated their plight, pains and grief. To some, the loss of their husbands shattered their dream of forever after. And to some, the dream life they had with their partner was cut short as a result of their service to the nation. What benefits are these women and families of our fallen heroes actually entitled to? The chairman of the Board of Trustees Center for Wounded Servicemen and Fallen Heroes Support Funds speaks with Awel Suleiman.
My name is Major General Cecil Esekaigbe. retired. Yes, the Nigerian Armed Forces have a very reasonable plan for taking care of the widows of our fallen heroes. They have a lot of welfare schemes like benevolent fund, welfare insurance schemes, and so on and so forth. So when a personnel passed, the next of kin actually goes to process those entitlements towards, settling them down for a new lease of life after the loss of their loved ones.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, as a senior officer of the Nigerian Army, do you think these entitlements are enough?
Certainly not enough. You remember that we have an economy that has competing sectors. The government can never do it alone. And that's why in some civilized climes, in advanced countries, you see a lot of, multinational corporations and, other spirited individuals coming to bring up programs like skill acquisition and some other welfare programs for widows of fallen heroes. So it's not enough, but they are doing their best. And that's because there is competing needs among the various sectors of the economy.
Okay. So, sir, we've interviewed some number of women, and among them, some of them said that they have never received what you mentioned. So can you throw more light on the reasons why some of these entitlements are not being given to those concerned?
There is no entitlement meant for any widow that will be denied that widow, because we have a very robust plan of processing these entitlements. Unless, of course, there are some families that have disputes, maybe when there's no clear next of kin, and maybe some other family dispute among the relations of the deceased. So there could be some encumbrances in processing those things. But if there is a clear-cut identification of who the next of kin is, there's no delay, because the processes are very clear, and you go to the various offices, fill the forms, then authenticate, your identity. And once your identity is in line with what the deceased person put in paper, so they are very straightforward and seamless, so you get what you deserve.
Okay, what if there are errors here and there that, I know we cannot call an error negligible, but what if that error is not as pronounced as it should, and it is clear that person didn't put it right? What can we do?
No. You cannot have a perfect system. Even the person processing it will leave the service one day, will die one day. So why would you want to make things difficult for people? So if there are errors, that's not going to attract any litigation. So they manage those errors and give them their entitlements and pay them.
Okay, but are those women aware of all this? Because some of them are crying actually concerning the processes as well.
That is why you have various NGOs and the Department of Veteran Affairs in the Armed Forces are doing a lot of enlightenment and advocacy programs for them to kill. But in this part of the world, we are sometimes, we allow emotions to take better part of us. Once we come to the terms that, what has happened, and you have to live with it squarely, some of the things that would distract you from, processing your entitlement will be eliminated. I think the advocacy and enlightenment programs are making it better, and we continue to get better.
That was retired General Cecil Sakiwe, Chairman of the Board of Trustees Center for Wounded Servicemen and Fallen Heroes Support Fund. To our fallen heroes, we say thank you for all you have done. The families deserve all the country can offer. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadejia. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390, or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.